We're now joined by winner of tonight's EcoSave 200, Corey Heim, driver of the number 11 Tricon Garage Toyota. We will get right to questions. So if you have a question for Corey, please raise your hand. We will start right back there and then go to Bob.
Tom Zaleski, Iron County Today. What was it like waiting through two rain delays and hour plus of stuff? How was your head at that point?
Yeah, it was tough trying to get into a rhythm, first of all. Getting in and out of your truck two times is never the thing you want to do as far as a mindset as a driver, I guess. But, just got to kind of keep your head in the game as a driver and make sure you're as locked in as you would be if you hadn't got the rain delays and whatnot. But that on top of my speeding penalty and then having a right front go down and under caution was, definitely not making it the easiest route for us to get the win today. But all in all, we, of course, came out on top. And huge thank you to Chuck on Garage, Toyota, and Safe Flight for everything they do for me. Feel like we really prided ourselves on our intermediate mile and a half style program on our truck schedule last year. And to follow it up with technically our first downforce style track, taking out Atlanta of the equation, to come here and get that win is pretty special. Probably, yeah, at some point, yeah. I probably had some four wide. Yeah, I remember one point I was gathering up, trying not to wreck. I was probably three or four wide if I had to guess. Yeah.
Let's go to Bob and then Zach.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. So what happened on the speeding penalty and, were you pretty confident you could come back through the field?
Yeah, I thought I ran my lights decent in my practice run. We always get that little pit road run before we take the green, and I thought I'd kind of mapped it out good, but we had a pretty big stack up on the beginning of pit road, and then, of course, tried to get back to my normal speed. I think I just overstepped it in a section, just kind of misread the timing on that. So that was all me, and then, of course, I knew that we had a truck capable of coming through the field since we were able to do it in the first stage from 16th, 18th, something like that. So it was fun doing it again. I was crossing my fingers that no one would wreck in front of me and I would have to avoid it, but came out clean with, I think, pretty minimal damage, so worked out for us.
And I know you came through the field, but was there any part of you when you took the lead on the pit stop and then it was raining and there's a chance it was not going to resume, was there any part of you that's like, oh, I've got to, let's get to the finish so I can, win one in more maybe fun way this year?
Yeah, I was thinking about that a little bit, how if we ended up winning on a rain delay or something, people were going to lose their minds and say I'm getting lucky and stuff, which it would be a very fortunate win, no doubt. But, it definitely feels better when you can kind of follow through and, win on track like that. So, the conditions made it such a interesting race with how much grip we had out there, and it seemed like even if we were able to take the lead, it was like you could never let your guard down, and you had to kind of always defend at all times. So certainly made it fun for me. Hopefully it's fun for the fans to watch and everyone supporting us as well. So just huge thank you again to Tricon Garage, Toyota, and Safe Life for all they do to give me a fast 100 today.
Let's go to Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Congratulations on this, Corey. As you're going through the last stages there, as Grant gets into second place and clears Tanner, are you aware that he's closing the gap on the front end of that, and how are you then trying to manage that lead in the late going to make sure that he doesn't get to you, or at least you prolong however long that's going to take?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. There always seems to be some sort of accordion effect on these intermediates where they'll draft up to you right on corner entry, and then they kind of space out again because they have to find some clean air and run a higher line through, more distance to the corner. So normally you can kind of spread that out again, and like an accordion, it just kind of goes in and out. So trying to manage that gap and make sure that his runs were timed in my favor, I think, was the main thing. So by doing that, I was trying to, of course, aero block him on entry and try to put him in bad spots, not to put him in a really bad spot to wreck him by any means, but do it respectfully. I think to the extent of what you see on Sundays a lot with these guys, they're having to move around a lot to take air away and whatnot. I think that's a lot of what I experienced today, and it's kind of what truck racing is as far as these downforce tracks, having to really play defense more than offense sometimes, especially if you're leading these races. So, just a pretty crazy race. It seems like the more grip we have here, the more it turns into those style races, and today was nothing short of that, so definitely entertaining for me.
We're going to go right up here.
Michael Massey, Front Stretch. The nail in the tire, how bad was that under caution? Because I'm wondering if you guys hadn't sped already and been sent to the back, would you have considered staying out, or was it too far gone to where that wasn't even a possibility? If you had, I'm just wondering if the speeding was like a blessing in disguise, so you didn't go back green with a nail in the tire.
Yeah, I think that's one way to look at it. I think the rain delay also helped because we can actually look at the truck when it's sitting still as well. It's harder to tell when it's rolling, but I don't know what the extent of the tire was, if it was totally down or if it was just a little bit or what. So it's hard for me to say, but sitting here in victory lane, so of course it worked out for me. I wouldn't have gone back and done it any other way.
We'll go right back there.
Corey, you and Mitchell Brewer, Blackhat Sports. Corey, you entered the year as one of the favorites in the series. That said, it's still quite the accomplishment to win two of the first three races. What does that accomplishment mean for you?
Yeah, it means a lot. I've never started a year out like this. I feel like our earliest win was maybe 4 to 6 races into the year, something like that. So, you know, with the way our short regular season works and how important it is to get wins and playoff points early and stage points and whatnot, I think it's very important to start off the year right. I believe we had a really good start to the year last year with a couple of top fives, and taking Atlanta out of the equation for us this year, I feel like it's been an even better start, of course, with the two wins. So, yeah, like I mentioned, I feel like every stage point is super important, and that's kind of my mindset when I'm out there. I feel like that's why I'm so aggressive when we fire off. We seem to qualify between 12th and 20th normally on these intermediates, and I'm making it a mission to get to the front as fast as possible for those stage points. So yeah, to answer your question, I feel like it's very vital, and it's a very big accomplishment for us to win early like this.
Let's go to Dustin.
Dustin Labino, J-Ski. Corey, from our perspective, the restarts look nuts tonight. From a driver's perspective, like how is that?
Yeah, I'd say from a driver's perspective, they're pretty nuts too, for sure. Yeah, just, you know, like I mentioned earlier, with this place being as cool as it is this weekend and cold, it just keeps everyone very stacked up, and our throttle time is basically wide open, or at least mine was, for like 10 to 15 laps. So typically you'll see some lifting earlier than that at this place, especially when it's warmer, of course. But with the weather conditions and the winds and all that crazy stuff, I felt like a headwind on the leaders made it tougher for them to keep that position as well. So, yeah, it seems like you just have to take every run you get, and if you're the leader, you're just basically looking out the mirror and playing defense the whole time, trying to listen to your spotter and make sure you hold that position. So that last restart was definitely tough. It was very important to get those pushes on the top, and I don't even know who it was pushing me, but thank you to them for keeping me out front, and definitely was very important to have the lead there after that that last restart.
Let's go right over there.
Hey, Roger, UNLV Rebel Report. I know it was a big day for you, and some of your teammates didn't get the finish they want, but you and Tanner had great days today. So from a Tricon point of view, how was tonight?
Yeah, it was really good. There was, you know, some rules changes in the off season that we didn't know how it was going to affect our trucks as well as others and competitors, if it was going to kind of even the field up on these intermediates. I feel like we've sort of had a leg up on the field as far as a racing pace goes at these intermediates. I don't think we have raw speed or we qualify well, but when the green flag waves, I feel like we're one of the best trucks right away. So seemed to be that way in 2024, and you know, as I mentioned, I didn't know if it was gonna shake it up a little bit this year and kind of even the field out, but it seemed like we still have that long run pace that we need to close these races out, and it seemed like everyone within the organization had speed. Of course, I think some people ran into some penalties or problems, so cool to see Tanner up there. He's been running really good, and hope we can keep our momentum up as well.
Do we have any final questions for Corey? All right, thanks for joining us, and congratulations.
All right, thanks, everybody.